Mounting pressure. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. Fallen man lives in a fallen world, a world of sin and a world of suffering. A saved sinner is still a fallen man who lives in a fallen world. Suffering is due to other people's sin, or it may be self-inflicted, but all suffering needs to be addressed. Self-inflicted suffering is often the result of our own volition, our own wrong life choices. Some pressures we face are a direct result of the wrong choices we make in our life. Other pressures we face are totally beyond our control and are not caused by our choices. Nevertheless, we are responsible for our actions, reactions, and the everyday choices we make. Every day we exercise our volition in a myriad of ways. Some of our choices are good and some are bad. Some are wise and others foolish. Have you ever made a bad choice in your life? I certainly have, and I doubt there is one person alive who has not made poor use of their volition. Relational choices, purchasing choices, moving choices, living choices, and just one simple bad choice can change the entire direction of a man's life. We are not robots, and our capacity to choose can have a devastating result on our lives. But how easy to make bad choices and then blame God for our self-inflicted pain. There are a number of reasons that Christians make wrong choices. One of the most common reasons for bad choices is ignorance of God's word. I wonder how many believers are under pressure today due to lack of knowledge. So many of the issues we face in life are clearly outlined in God's word. If we would but listen. Hosea writes, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." But how often we make important life choices based on anything but the word of God. Another common reason for bad choices is ignoring the word of God. One example out of many that quickly comes to mind is, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." But how many believers have allowed their volition to smother the clear instruction we receive from the Lord? I have made many wrong choices in my life and suffered many painful consequences, and it hurts. Ignoring the word of God is painful, and too often is self-inflicted due to the ignorance of his word, or willfully ignoring his instructions. How many times we have heard it said, "If only I had known 20 years ago what I know now, how differently I would have acted." And all too often the answer to our mounting pressure is given to us in the Bible. Ignorance or misapplication of God's word can be very costly, but instructions for godly living can be found within the pages of God's word, and we would do well to take it to heart and apply it to our lives as the pressures of life continue to mount. The Apostle Paul lists many perils that he had to face in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods, and once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. Journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. And beside the other things, what comes upon me daily is my deep concern for all the churches. Oh, but Paul discovered, "My grace is sufficient, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness." While ever we live in a fallen world of sin and suffering, we will face mounting pressures. But we have the written word of God and the indwelling Holy Spirit of God to guide our path and to guard our ways. And Christ has promised that his grace is sufficient. Never forget that God's word is life and health and wisdom and truth, and his grace is sufficient. For thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Oh, for ever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.